Essay on Words and Where We Got Them From. Let me tell you something, my grandmother would say when she was alive, pointing her finger at you from the other side of the table. The dominoes in front of her stood upright like arm hairs in winter. Carl Phillips wrote, "After the afterlife, there's an afterlife." Words have an afterlife too, and an afterlife after that. Born from the mouth, front feet first like a calf, snipped from the umbilical cord of tongue. When I was 15, I had a U.S. history teacher, Mr. J., who had a law degree and who really was overqualified, like the other black teachers in my high school, who would always say, "I don't like nobody too much," as if to say my body has never been like too much, but who years later would arrive to campus early and fall asleep in his car in the parking lot, where campus police tried to arrest him, even though they saw him every day, and who, months later, took his life. Every now and then, words are knocked loose from the top shelf in the library of our bodies, smacking against the floor of our stomachs with a loud thud. Even now when I say, "I don't like nobody too much," Mr. J's face in the rearview mirror of my mother's car, I am still licking the amniotic fluid off his words as if they were just born, as if they hadn't died with him. And Mr. J still appears behind the podium, not liking everyone an equal amount, waiting to respond to his opponents.